Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say happy Saturday, happy Saturday. We made it. It's the weekend. Got a lot of stuff going down this weekend, y'all. But before I get to that, to tell you what all I got going on the show today, got an upcoming female hip-hop artist, y'all, T-Bars. Going to be kicking it with me in the studio, talking about her new album that she's dropping. Y'all, she's been in some places already. She's been on Great Day, Washington. Y'all definitely got to check her out. Love her spirit. Love her flow. Love it, love it, love it. So y'all definitely got to check her out. She's definitely a lyrical queen. So y'all don't go nowhere on that one. But before I get to that, okay, got a little dirt, a little gossip, y'all. Did y'all know Candy and Todd had a reality show coming out? Well, it was actually canceled because it was in production, but the wheel stopped turning because of a cast member, Marlo. Y'all remember Marlo Hampton, you know, that was Nene's best friend? Well, she started acting like a real diva by demanding, you know, high dollar salary. So anyway, they put that on halt right now. But the name of the show was Hotlanta. So I guess now I wonder why. And another thing that made the news, the little gossip poll, Nene ain't got no edges. So in this upcoming season of Housewives of Atlanta, she's going to be rocking her new hair, her own hair doo-doo. So, but she ain't got no edges. So I was like, do we really care about her edges? But anyway, Kenya had her baby girl. Portia had her baby. So they just popping them out. And so this season, they will be housewives, so that's going to be something. But anyway, going to drop another joint, and when I get back, going to have T-Bars in the studio chopping it up. Don't go nowhere. Hang with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2.
young Jimmy. Never level plus, so you know I got plenty. Good music, no easy though. You know you got a beat poppin' when they say you got that deeper flow. You know they love you, then they hate you. All along, they be knowing that they can't replace you. It's a lot of fraud niggas that may be replacing. I mean a lot of clown niggas that may be replacing. It's real pressure, what you feel for? Always conscious of and trying to settle real from the fake love. Now how you like to die? It's what you wanted, right? Humble to the game, but fucking with the limelight. But if some old nigga fucking then I pass right. Double back just to see if I can pull twice. Now I'm playing most games in a low bit. Bitch fighting both guards in a low bit. Circle small, two friends, yeah, a low bit. The two dimes on the team call a low bit. You know the real pressure, right? I'm talking about the real pressure when that blood fight. You shit mad, but I ain't crazy. Y'all return like seeing all the wrong things. I'm trying to book a flight. What I'm speaking is, you said you better come correct. Had him drop his cell and now they got him hanging by the neck. What a shame, trying to be a host for the game. You just expect they don't give a damn about your name. Just a nigga pressure. I ain't talking now.
Today on the show, got a female hip-hop upcoming artist. Got T-Bars on the phone with me today. What's up, T-Bars? Girl, let me know. Tell me, how did you get into this hip-hop industry? What made you start flowing like this?
I love hip-hop. You know, first encounter with hip hop was dance. So I was really big on dance growing up. I was like a big hip hop fanatic. So, you know, eventually I started writing tunes and then spoken word. And eventually it wasn't enough for me. And so as I grew up and I saw like Queen Latifah and MC Light and more common on TV, it started to, stir something up in me. So I remember just sitting there writing. So I wrote it to a beat, and ever since that day, I've been writing ever since.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about. So let me ask you, the few legends you just stated, which one inspired you the most, or did you have anyone or any artists that inspired you?
I would say I think with me, it's not even really a particular person as it is an era, like the 90s period.
Okay.
Everybody who was dominating in the 90s was influenced on me because that's what I grew up watching.
Okay. I heard your Genesis song, and I love your style. I love your flow, and that kind of brought me back to the 90s style. Like the MC, I love it. I love your style.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, what prompted you to do this creative art cover? I love that art cover.
Oh, man. I kind of wanted something that was going to grab the attention while still meaning, you know, what I wanted it to mean. You know, in Genesis, I actually was going to name my project the Introduction, but I was just like too basic. You know, I needed something different. So, you know, that's why I got Genesis, because I Genesis means the beginning.
That's right. That's true.
So I was like, okay, I'll just name Genesis. And then, you know, when I got with the guy that did the cover, I just said, I just need something. I told him what it meant. I told him what I wanted. And I was just basically like, tell me what you come up with. So he had me like that, and then we added like the loops and stuff coming up the ground, and basically it's like it's getting birthed, like a new tree is growing from the root. So basically, you know, eventually we have the next one, different phases of it. You know, next you'll see me with some leaves on it. Next couple you'll see me this.
Okay.
You know, it's basically like an evolution of
all it. Right.
And this isn't me as an artist. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask you. Are you in the studio right now? What's upcoming for you right now?
Oh, man, the thing is, first and foremost, is visual. For my project, it just dropped Genesis. So basically the brainstorming, what videos to pick and visuals and all that, that's definitely the most, that's the important thing to get out right now.
Okay. Any collaborations with anyone?
Any specific at the moment.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, for any upcoming artist that's trying to get their feet wet, trying to get, you know, just get out there, what words of wisdom would you share?
I definitely would say, first and foremost, stay true to yourself. Know what you want. Can't come into the game wishy-washy or not knowing yourself. Definitely know what sound you want to, you know, create and all that. That's first and foremost. Know your music. And just basically extend your mind. You know, stay hungry. Stay humble. And definitely stay, you know, moving smart. You know, smart people around you.
Okay.
Not just, you know, people that even want what you want.
Well, let me ask you this before we go. Can I get just a little freestyle?
On a freestyle?
Just a little something. Just a little teaser.
A little teaser?
Yeah, just a little
I'll give you a little teaser.
Okay.
You want to... So, hold on, first off, did you hear my album? Did you hear my album, Amy?
I heard Genesis.
Okay, so you mean anything else?
I know, no, because I know I kept hearing you say, I like to how you hear, how you flowed on that one.
I got one. Keep it hip hop, like Kango has the high top. Boom, bop, bang, the most of Biggie and Tupac. I don't got common sense, and I ain't coming. Used to watch moms make a meal out of ceramics. But the school had my first puff of that tobacco. Asian chick showed me how to pass it like a T-Bo.
All right.
Yep.
All right, H-Town, that is, we had upcoming hip-hop female artist T-Bars on the show. Y'all want to hear the up, check out my Instagram, check out my website. Going to definitely have my social media posted, so let's support her on her endeavors.
Working bad, don't fuck with that. But I real rock a Gucci backpack. Diamond dancing on my 2 for 6. Stop counting when I got the 6. Check the check, don't feel that. Check after check, give me all that. I want a next game on my next game. Routine, seeing no reframe. Attitude, don't get money, no attitude, cause that ain't the same. Rest boy, I want a rough boy. Keep 6 fingers in a cup, boy. Pillow talking on a big yacht. He don't say much, but that's what I like. Get him talking, ain't talking much. Want the rap game, they don't want much. Keep all that, I don't need much. Just Benjamin's in a fast clutch. Couple houses on the south side. Keep mob ties, my hometown. Stay down till they came around. That niggas want just one round. From my check, don't want much. Just run a check and don't say much. I'ma bless the track, talking 24. And when I fuck it up, I'ma hit the door. Full sky body, no Illuminati. But I'm wearing these diamonds all on my body. Full choker when I'm feeling naughty. Most wanted like a soda body. Came from the bottom. Drinking this brown till I don't see nobody. Climbing the top. Smoking no beaches, we don't wear no socks. Running the block. Curing the bag and finessing no yacht. You know what I like? I'm a bottle girl, I don't do drugs. Maybe once or twice if the dead's right. I might be lying, but I can't remember. Cause the birth got me why I don't remember. When I touch a meal, I'm a higher fan. Buy a big house, put my mama in it. Buy a bank and a couple spots in the green jet, put my name in it. I run up a check and I pack it up. Get some of my gum, I didn't pack it up. Commas, commas, all I want is commas. I'm the first lady, like my name Obama. I got some problems, a couple bars in my cup, light it up to the solve them. Oh, you got a problem. First a nigga won't see, but that ain't my problem. Came from the bottom. Drinking this crown till I don't see nobody. Climbing the top. Smoking no beaches, we don't wear no socks. Running the block. Curing the bag and finessing no yacht. You know what I like? Finessing. What is you talking about? I can do this for days with them boys you be rapping by. I got that heat, that LeBron on my side, and I promise you stay with me. That 16 or that 24 ain't fucking sack, let's square it bull. Bad bitch, that's a freak show, want the neck bone, no freak show. Keep it poppin' on the regular, your nigga love me on the regular. Good day, no regular, uncommon ain't regular. Pull it up, watch me go alive, it's a double cut, watch me double up. One time on the back side, all my ladies who don't give a what? Came from the bottom, drinking this crown till I don't see nobody. Climbing the top, smoking on beaches, we don't wear the socks. Running the block, securing the bag, it's a mess, no lie. You know what I lied?
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Coolio with the flow. Saka Zulu, man.
All right. That was T-Bar. Upcoming. Phenomenal lyricist. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call him. I'm going to be in her next video. Y'all better listen to me. I ain't asked her yet, but I'm going to show finally so I can be in that video. You want to be on the show? You got something to share? Hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And if there is anybody who has been oppressed on Mansion Medicine, y'all hit me up. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's just too much stuff going on. But anyhow, holidays is coming up. Thanksgiving, don't y'all eat and ham and stuff? Because you know what happened. Y'all ass going to get fat and y'all going to be blaming it on Thanksgiving. Just greedy. Anyway, y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Y'all want to send me something? Hey, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Give me some freebies. I love freebies. Again, you want to be on the show? Y'all hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I can make it happen. Y'all be safe. And I'm a part of this joint.
Oh, the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party.
Used to do her.